Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
How do you find God? Now here's a second question. If you have a child who gets lost, what do? You go look for that child, right? Neighbors and friends mobilize until your child is found. But are the two issues of finding God and finding a lost child the same? Has God really gotten lost and needs to be found? Or rather, is it that we have gotten lost and need to be found by Him? The prophet Isaiah wrote, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." Paul indicted the world and said, "There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have altogether become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one." No, God is not lost. We are. We are the ones who by our choices and our actions have wandered far from a loving Father. But we are the ones who need to come home. Okay, we admit that we need to find God. But how do we do it? Frankly, the issue is not as difficult as many think. The fact is, most people are not looking for Him very hard. Too often we search for God about like a thief looks for a policeman. Yet there are times when people are diligent in their search for God. They are just looking in the wrong place. Religion has been described as man's search for God. It is a reflection of our hearts and natures which cry out for union with our Creator and Maker. It is the inevitable outcome of looking at life realistically and saying, there must be more to life and death than just earning a living, growing old, and then dying. Long ago, Jeremiah, as God's spokesman, wrote, "This is what the Lord says. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Those words, which were spoken to God's children in exile, also apply to the person who wants to find God today. The Bible clearly tells you how you can find God. Here it is. Step number one, look for God in the right place. The Bible tells you clearly how you can connect with Him. Begin by reading the third chapter of the Gospel of John in your New Testament. Step number two, acknowledge the fact that you have lost your way. Now that's probably the most difficult part, because we hate to admit that we are lost. That was the whole point in God sending His Son. Jesus said He had come to seek and to save that which was lost. He also described Himself as the Good Shepherd who lays down His life for the sheep. The gospel is that a loving God sent His Son to find us and to bring us back into fellowship with Him. That's what it's all about. Step number three, pray and ask God to accept you just as you are and to receive you as His child. Remember the words of Jeremiah, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." God said if you would seek Him, He would be found. In other words, He will find and save you. Step number four, take it by faith. Jesus said, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." You can find God, and when you do, you will never, ever be lost again. It's just that simple. Take His hand and walk with Him, and He'll show you the way back.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.